This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Beauty and Plastic Surgery Information Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Nicholas Flugstad, a plastic surgeon located in Bellevue, Washington, who is here to speak with us today about cosmetic breast surgery. Dr. Flugstad, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Good morning.
And good morning to you, and thanks for being with us. So what is the difference between a breast augmentation and a breast lift, and can these be done together?
Absolutely. So simply put, breast augmentation is a term we use for placing an implant under the breast tissue to increase the size and improve the shape of the breast. It's one of the most popular cosmetic procedures that we do. Breast lifting is a little bit different. That's a procedure that we use to correct folks who have breasts that are hanging too low or that they feel are saggy, to put it in layman's terms. Often we need to also correct the nipple position because the nipple is too low on folks that have this kind of ptosis or low breasts. So to do a breast lift, it requires placing incisions, placing scars on the breast to change the shape. But the change in appearance and the youthful appearance that we can accomplish with breast lifting is quite dramatic. I'd say a little more involved surgery than breast augmentation, takes a little bit longer. And I think your other question was, can these be done together? And the answer is yes, absolutely they can be done together. Since these procedures are sort of purposed differently, breast augmentation being for increasing volume, making the breast larger, and breast lifting being for correcting the low-hanging or deflated breast, if we're needing to add volume and lift the breast, we can do these at the same time, including lifting the nipple and correcting the excess skin and then adding an implant to improve the overall volume. So, yes, they can be done together, Eric.
What are your recommendations for someone who is considering cosmetic breast surgery?
Well, first and foremost, I think if you're considering cosmetic breast surgery, it's important to first think about what it is about your breast that you would like to change. What are the specific characteristics that you want to improve? For instance, maybe you're happy with the shape, but you want your breast to be larger. You want more upper pull fullness. You want more volume. You'd probably be considering breast augmentation. Or perhaps you are happy with the amount of breast tissue, happy with the size of your breasts, but you want them to be higher or more perky. Then we start talking about lifting or mastopexy. So I think those are kind of some thoughts to really have before you seek consultation. Then I think the next step is to find a trustworthy plastic surgeon and have a thorough consultation with that person who can give you your options and can really talk realistically with you about the outcomes and about what can be achieved for you. And I think it's nice to talk to someone who's fairly frank and honest about these things, and don't let anyone promise miracles or overpromise, but rather, speak frankly about what kind of result you can expect. Even perhaps show some, before and afters of other patients that are very satisfied and results that they've had. Try to avoid the offices that promise big discounts or are too focused on the sales pitch. That'd be my advice. Find someone that you can trust that you can talk to about cosmetic breast surgery. That's a good first step.
Excellent advice there. And what are reasons someone would undergo cosmetic breast surgery?
Well, as I mentioned, cosmetic breast surgery has a couple of really core purposes. volume correction being one of them, and also correcting the height and shape of the breasts as well. And women come from many different backgrounds, many different body types. Some women find that their breasts have been never as big as they've wanted them to be, and they've been wanting to have a breast augmentation for years. Some women say that after they had pregnancies and were possibly breastfed, that their breasts changed dramatically and they became deflated with less volume and certainly became lower. And so that kind of change is a very, very often women want to seek correction to get their breasts kind of so-called back to where they were. And I think that's a very reasonable thing to request. You know, and other folks find that they have more specific issues. Some folks have asymmetry that they're wanting to correct with cosmetic breast surgery. Perhaps one is smaller or one is lower than the other, and they've been wanting to correct that. So there are certainly a number of reasons why folks pursue cosmetic breast surgery. And to be honest, if I'm honest, there are not too many bad reasons, to tell you the truth, because I think cosmetic breast surgery has a very high satisfaction rate, and the folks that have either augmentation or lift or a combination of those are generally really glad they went ahead and had surgery.
Today we are with Dr. Nicholas Flugstad, a plastic surgeon located in Bellevue, Washington, here on eHealth Radio's Beauty and Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Flugstad, what do the breast augmentation and breast lift procedures entail, and what is recovery like?
Absolutely. Very important questions. So to put it in the simplest terms, breast augmentation involves making an incision on the breast, and the incision can be located in a couple different places on the breast, and that's inconspicuously located either in the fold of the breast, which is below the breast, or around the areola, which is the outer part of the nipple, or can sometimes be located up in the armpit or axillary area. So we make an incision on the breast, and we surgically create a space for an implant beneath the breast. And the space can be either be just below the breast tissue in what's most commonly called like a subglandular plane, or it can be below the pectoral muscle, which is referred to as a submuscular breast augmentation. And so once this space is created, the implant, and implants can be filled with either saline or silicone gel, and there are certainly multiple types. The implant that's selected with you and your doctor is placed in that space that's created. And then once that implant is absolutely in perfect position in that pocket, the incision is closed with stitches, and that's closed in multiple layers to make sure everything is precisely in place. And then you emerge from anesthesia, and a breast augmentation takes roughly about 1 hour in surgery. Recovery for breast augmentation depends a little bit on what kind of surgery you had. If you had breast augmentation under the muscle, it's going to be more closer to that 10-day mark before you really start feeling like your arms are loosening up and you're feeling more like yourself all around. For breast augmentation that's just under the breast tissue, it's really closer to about 5 days and a pretty easy recovery for that type of breast augmentation. And so for folks that are good candidates for it, I often recommend breast tissue breast augmentation under the breast tissue and not under the muscle. But either way, satisfaction rates are very high. We have many, many happy patients. You're back to most activities within 2 weeks. You're kind of back to everything. Most people are back to work before then, about about a week off work is a good target amount to plan for yourself, sometimes less. But within 2 weeks, you're back to most activities except strenuous exercise or heavy lifting. We require a full 6 weeks of recovery before that. Now, I think you also asked about the breast lifting procedure, or what we call mastopexy. That procedure is a little more involved than breast augmentation. It usually takes a little bit longer, more around the range of about 2.5 hours or so. Breast lifting is a procedure where we design a number of incisions on the breast, and the reason why we have to make incisions on the breast is because typically these patients need removal of excess skin and low-hanging breast tissue on the lowest part of the breast. We also normally need to move the position of the nipple, and the nipple is relocated by making incisions around it, but leaving the nipple connected to the breast tissue so the nipple stays alive and has blood supply. This could sort of be described like a puzzle, where we make several incisions on the breast and sort of deconstruct it, remove the extra skin and things that we don't need on the lower part of the breast, and then we bring the parts together and everything gets closed with very fine stitches in totally precise fashion, so that while you do have scars in the breast, those scars are minimally apparent, and they're really just on the lower part of the breast. It really is amazing what we can do with a breast lift to transform the breast, and it really makes that extra amount of surgery that's necessary very worth it for the folks that need it. And I would say some folks do just want breast lift alone, and this is a pretty easy recovery and not very painful at all. In general, folks that have a breast lift, they're really feeling much like themselves after about 4 or 5 days, and within about a week or almost fully recovered, a week to 10 days. And so a very high satisfaction procedure, breast lifting. And most folks find that either with breast augmentation or breast lift, the recovery is well worth the effort and time spent. So,
lastly, what are the complications associated with cosmetic breast surgery, if there are any?
Very important question. Thank you. Cosmetic breast surgery, like any breast surgery, has associated complications, and it doesn't matter how good a surgeon says he or she is. Every surgeon can experience complications. So I think the important piece of advice here is see someone who will talk about those complications with you, talk about how to prevent them, talk about what can go wrong in your surgery, and in the very, very unlikely event that something does go wrong, you'll already have some understanding of how to fix that. And I think that's my approach to complications is, if there's going to be a complication, I want to find it and know about it as soon as possible and fix it as soon as possible. So specifically with breast surgery, whenever we make incisions on the body, there can be risks of infection. Bacteria can get beneath the skin. So whenever any kind of surgery, infection, bleeding, or poor scar formation are really three things that we think of right away, and all these hold true on the breast. When we perform, for example, lifting of the breast with repositioning of the nipple, there's a very small risk of partial or complete loss of the nipple, and while that's very small, that has happened in the past. And certainly when performing surgery on both breasts, which is how it is most often done, asymmetry is something to be aware of as a possibility. If one breast looks slightly different than the other, and it's important to point out before surgery that most folks have subtle asymmetry naturally, And it's certainly not something that that most people either notice or dwell on, but asymmetry is something that folks don't want to see after surgery, and we do everything possible to give identical size and shape, of course. So for breast augmentation, the complications that I warn my patients about, although very rare, the most common immediate complication is bleeding around the implant in the first few days after surgery, and that can cause the need to return to the operating room to surgery to stop the bleeding. And while this is not certainly something that any surgeon wants to see, if it's identified and corrected, your outcome is still going to be great. And I like to see my patients very frequently after surgery. So later complications for breast augmentation include what's called capsular contracture, which is scar tissue around the implant, which can cause deformity or pain around the implant and can ultimately lead to the need for more surgery. Or in the long run, complications such as displacement or movement of the implant out of position, or implant rupture down the line. Those are things that when we talk about implants, things that we, of course, need to cover, because implants are man-made devices and they can fail at some point. So those are some of the risks that I think about often, and really risks that I think about new ways to prevent as often as I can. And Eric, there are a couple of practices that I use to hopefully eliminate or at least minimize as much as possible the complications from breast surgery. For example, to prevent infection, our patients receive antibiotics before and during the procedure. And I also use an antibiotic solution to clean the pocket before we place the implant in the pocket. And I handle implants minimally, and I use a device called the Keller funnel, which probably also helps prevent capsular contracture. and also infection as well. In addition, I strive to really give a precise and wonderful result from any breast surgery. And one of the practices that I use in addition is something I like to mention, is I sit my patients up during surgery, and this can be either during a breast augmentation or during a breast lift. And this allows me to really see the upright view of the breast, assess the volume, assess the height of the breast in an upright position, because women don't look in the mirror when they're laying on their backs like they are in surgery. They look in the mirror when they're upright. So that helps me really give a precise and predictable result with cosmetic breast surgery. But now, thank you for your question about complications. I think complications are something that patients need to be warned about and educated about before surgery. And hopefully with all the preparation that we do, we avoid them. So thanks, Eric.
And you are more than welcome, and we thank you for all this detailed information covering cosmetic breast surgery. Where can our listeners find more information about your practice in Bellevue, Washington, and how to best be in contact with you as well?
Absolutely. Find us on the web. Our website is www.overlakeplasticsurgeons.com. So you can find us there, and we have lots of information, including before and after photos, descriptions of different procedures that we offer, and of course that you'll find a bio about me, Dr. Nick Flugstad, on the website as well if you want to find out more information about me. Or you can always give us a call on the phone. We're happy to give you additional information. If you give us a call, we're 425-454-5133, and we're also on Facebook.
Once again, Dr. Flugstad, thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We have been speaking with Dr. Nicholas Flugstad, a plastic surgeon located in Bellevue, Washington. And for more information and for contact, simply visit OverlakePlasticSurgeons.com. eHealthRadio.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Beauty and Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.